Cambridge English, First for Schools 3, Tests 1 to 4. Published by Cambridge University Press and Uccles, 2018. This recording is copyright. CD 1. This is the Cambridge English, First for Schools Listening Test, Test 1. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. Question 1. You hear a singer talking about performing on stage.
I'm quite nervous before a performance. Experts say the way to handle that is to imagine you're singing to an empty room rather than a theatre full of people. I tried that. It's easier said than done, though. But I saw another singer I worked with doing deep breathing exercises before going on stage. She encouraged me to have a go, and although it probably worked better for her than for me, it is quite effective. I didn't used to chat much with anyone before going on stage because I was worried it might affect my concentration, but these days I need to discuss last-minute stuff with a band and technical guys. I'm quite nervous before a performance. Experts say the way to handle that is to imagine you're singing to an empty room rather than a theatre full of people. I tried that. It's easier said than done, though. But I saw another singer I worked with doing deep breathing exercises before going on stage. She encouraged me to have a go, and although it probably worked better for her than for me, it is quite effective. I didn't used to chat much with anyone before going on stage because I was worried it might affect my concentration, but these days I need to discuss last-minute stuff with a band and technical guys.
Question 2. You hear a girl telling her father about a special day at school.
We had to go to school dressed as a character from a novel today for World Book Day. I went dressed as a character from one of my favorite books.
You worked hard on that costume.
Yeah, my sewing skills are hopeless, but everyone said I looked fantastic.
Good. Were there any special activities organized?
Someone called Linda Martin, who writes novels for teenagers, gave a talk. Apparently she's famous.
Really?
And then I was interviewed by 2 girls from another class who wanted to know what I thought about the day in general. They were doing a class magazine. I'm not sure why they chose me, but it was fun anyway.
Great.
We had to go to school dressed as a character from a novel today for World Book Day. I went dressed as a character from one of my favorite books.
You worked hard on that costume.
Yeah, my sewing skills are hopeless, but everyone said I looked fantastic.
Good. Were there any special activities organized?
Someone called Linda Martin, who writes novels for teenagers, gave a talk. Apparently she's famous.
Really?
And then I was interviewed by 2 girls from another class who wanted to know what I thought about the day in general. They were doing a class magazine. I'm not sure why they chose me, but it was fun anyway.
Great.
Question 3. You hear 2 friends talking about a summer camp they could both go on.
You know that summer camp we were told about, where you learn how to design video games and apps?
Would you fancy going on it?
I like the idea of learning how to write computer code. Whether I could manage 2 whole weeks doing the same stuff is another thing.
You've got a point. There'd be other stuff to do, though, like sports and trips.
Maybe, but once we were there, we'd be stuck and we wouldn't even have our own rooms. And I've never spent that long without my family before.
It would take some getting used to. There'd be other people our age, though.
There's no knowing we'd like them.
You know that summer camp we were told about, where you learn how to design video games and apps? Would you fancy going on it?
I like the idea of learning how to write computer code. Whether I could manage 2 whole weeks doing the same stuff is another thing.
You've got a point. There'd be other stuff to do, though, like sports and trips.
Maybe, but once we were there, we'd be stuck and we wouldn't even have our own rooms. And I've never spent that long without my family before.
It would take some getting used to. There'd be other people our age, though.
There's no knowing we'd like them.
Question 4. You hear a boy talking about his favourite TV programme.
I love Princes of the North. I study history at school, so I really appreciate the way the writers mention actual kings and queens. The plots are very clever, with all the twists and turns, but this does mean that the main people in the story suddenly do unexpected things that don't seem to be consistent with what they did in earlier episodes, and you're just trying to figure out why. The current series has been criticised because there's a feeling that they've cut out all the fantasy, which was such a big feature of the first series. There's still plenty of excitement, though, if that's what you're looking for. I love Princes of the North. I study history at school, so I really appreciate the way the writers mention actual kings and queens. The plots are very clever, with all the twists and turns, but this does mean that the main people in the story suddenly do unexpected things that don't seem to be consistent with what they did in earlier episodes, and you're just trying to figure out why. The current series has been criticised because there's a feeling that they've cut out all the fantasy, which was such a big feature of the first series. There's still plenty of excitement, though, if that's what you're looking for.
Question 5. You hear a journalist talking about an unusual type of house.
This winter's been particularly harsh for people living in Boston in the USA. One enterprising resident had the idea of building himself an igloo. It's not unlike an Eskimo igloo in design, so it's quite unusual to see it standing in the city. The owner's currently offering short igloo breaks at an affordable $10 a night, and there's been a lot of interest. It seems people can't wait to spend a night in the freezing cold, and I'm actually one of them. Although, I know it's not for everyone. And although the owner's hoping it might take off in other areas of the country, this doesn't seem too likely to me. This winter's been particularly harsh for people living in Boston in the USA. One enterprising resident had the idea of building himself an igloo. It's not unlike an Eskimo igloo in design, so it's quite unusual to see it standing in the city. The owner's currently offering short igloo breaks at an affordable $10 a night, and there's been a lot of interest. It seems people can't wait to spend a night in the freezing cold, and I'm actually one of them. Although, I know it's not for everyone, and although the owner's hoping it might take off in other areas of the country, this doesn't seem too likely to me.
Question 6. You hear part of an interview with a boy called Max, who found a prehistoric object.
People often dream of discovering ancient objects, but 14-year-old Max Simmons has actually done it. Tell us about your discovery, Max.
There's a beach where I go to look for old stuff. Recently, I found a stone which looked like an arrowhead. My dad reckoned it wasn't, but I took it to a museum and they said it is an arrowhead, and it's over 14,000 years old.
Good thing you didn't listen to your dad.
Yeah, I'm trusting my own judgment from now on.
Were your friends impressed?
Well, they asked me all about it, but they think searching for prehistoric stuff's weird. I think it's brilliant to find something someone used so long ago.
People often dream of discovering ancient objects, but 14-year-old Max Simmons has actually done it. Tell us about your discovery, Max.
There's a beach where I go to look for old stuff, Recently, I found a stone which looked like an arrowhead. My dad reckoned it wasn't, but I took it to a museum and they said it is an arrowhead, and it's over 14,000 years old.
Good thing you didn't listen to your dad.
Yeah, I'm trusting my own judgment from now on.
Were your friends impressed?
Well, they asked me all about it, but they think searching for prehistoric stuff's weird. I think it's brilliant to find something someone used so long ago.
Question 7. You hear a girl talking about the sport called netball.
I've always thought netball's a really great sport and I've enjoyed playing it. But I just can't believe how much time some girls at my school spend practicing in the gym so that they're fit enough to get picked for the big matches. I've always managed to get into the team without doing that. There's more than one version of the game, and the rules vary depending on which version you play. The best ways to move around the court and how to throw and catch the ball effectively aren't things you can pick up just like that in a few training sessions. So learning how to play well is challenging, but it's fun. I've always thought netball's a really great sport, and I've enjoyed playing it. But I just can't believe how much time some girls at my school spend practicing in the gym so that they're fit enough to get picked for the big matches. I've always managed to get into the team without doing that. There's more than one version of the game, and the rules vary depending on which version you play. The best ways to move around the court and how to throw and catch the ball effectively aren't things you can pick up just like that in a few training sessions. So learning how to play well is challenging, but it's fun.
Question 8. You hear two friends discussing a news story about some rock climbers.
Did you see those two climbers on the news? They were the first people to climb that 800-metre cliff. It was a vertical rock face. Terrifying.
And they did it without any equipment, apart from safety ropes.
Yes. They even had to sleep in tents hanging from the cliff during the climb. I can't imagine doing that.
I'd love to do something like that. It makes me want to join a climbing club. I don't think I'd be brave enough, though. And I wonder how their families felt about them doing it.
They must have been really worried, don't you think?
I imagine they'd have been proud more than anything.
Did you see those two climbers on the news? They were the first people to climb that 800-metre cliff. It was a vertical rock face. Terrifying.
And they did it without any equipment, apart from safety ropes.
Yes, they even had to sleep in tents hanging from the cliff during the climb. I can't imagine doing that.
I'd love to do something like that. It makes me want to join a climbing club. I don't think I'd be brave enough, though. And I wonder how their families felt about them doing it.
They must have been really worried, don't you think?
I imagine they'd have been proud more than anything.
That's the end of part one. Now turn to part two.